them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
On it ball, they'll get it in to Wes Bosworth. He'll score out of the timeout. Bosworth with a blue-collar basket. And Richland Center leads 34-17. Ball along the left side for Mauston Navis with the ball. 3 minutes into the second half. Right side, Brandon Way. Now off to Wolf. Wolf to the baseline. Ruland back to Way, and it's knocked out by the Hornets. Mauston ball right in front of their bench. RC with its biggest lead, 17 points. They had a 16-0 run to start their scoring tonight and have led ever since. Pass comes to the corner, and now Mauston has it ripped away by Jaden Shep. Great steal. Jaden leaves it off for Dosh. Brady lays it up, no good. And the rebound by Mauston. Hornets miss an opportunity to go up by a little bit more, and they'll take it back the other way. Down the sideline, Frog kicks it out. Navis for three on the rim, no good. Rebound put back, that is no good. Mauston with a rebound put back, blocked by Fingerson. Picked up by Brady Dosh. Great D. Again, Richland Center keeping him quiet. That was the first time where Mauston's had multiple shots in a while, and they did not make it. Bosworth back to Weiss. Now Fingerson right in front of the Richland Center bench. Looks for a cutter. Throws to Bosworth. Throws back to Bosworth and now into Dosh. He'll drive baseline and score! Brady Dosh with his second basket of the two-point variety. He's got seven total. 36-17. 19-point lead for Richland Center. Knocked away by Jaden Shep. Picked up by Weiss. Baseball pass to Jaden. He'll score. Everything going right for the Hornets tonight. 38-17. They lead. 13:35 remaining. Frog with the ball. Back to Wolf. Walks it across half-court line. Now slings it over to Navis. Navis, little light of day, nothing. Throws it to the far side. Wolf to the baseline. Way. Way leans in, nothing there. Gives it back to the top of the circle and Navis. Navis back to Frog. Frog now lifts it low. Turned around by Wolf, dumps it back door. Navis will score. First Mauston basket in a while. Navis has eight. 38-19 in favor of the Richland Center Hornets visiting here tonight. Great to be along with you and Richland Center with the basketball. Jaden Shep drives near side. Throws it back to Brady Dosh. Now Bosworth, deep corner. Hornets showing a little confidence, too. Of course, you get the lead. That makes a difference. But crisper passes tonight. Less turnovers. And better shot selection. Pass goes to Weiss. He'll drive down low. Tough shot. Got it. Garrison Weiss with double figures. 11. And that makes it 40-19. Richland Center with the ball. Matching your biggest lead. Along the near side, Way. He'll give it down to Ruland. Ruland back to Navis. Navis on the right wing. Now Wolf, top of the circle. Around the perimeter for Mauston. Navis catches left side, drives lane. Kicks to the corner, nothing. Now around the wheel it goes, Wolf. Baseline, Ruland. Now Navis. Navis pulls up, 18-footer in traffic, got it. That one rattles in, he's got 10 points. 40-21. Still a long way to go on this one tonight. Shep pulls across the half-court line. Gives to Bosworth. Bosworth on the right wing. Yo-yos the dribble. Moves around the defender. Over to the far side. Dosh. And the Hornets set it up. Mauston in the man-to-man. Dosh. Fingerson. Liam drives down low. Creates a shot in the lane and scores. Hornets taking it to the hoop. 42-21. Richland Center, 11:25 to go in the ball game. Navis across the timeline, uses the dribble, moves left with the ball, gives it now to Frog. down to the baseline. It's Wolf. Wolf throws it back to Frog. And Mauston airmails it to the deep corner. Rulin guarded right away by Bosworth, who moves out. And they'll catch Navis. Now back to Frog. Frog just up to the baseline. 11 minutes to go. Long pass to Navis. Moves between a double team. Lost the handle. Now scoops it over to the right side. Frog for three. It's no good. Rebound by Mauston. And an on-the-floor foul called. That'll be marked on Richland Center. Their second. Brady Dosh picks up his third. Creighton Shep is into the game for Richland Center, as is Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Hornets make a quick switch. Good play by Weiss and Dosh, who get congratulated by their coach. Mauston will bring it in play. They are trapped down deep now. Miller dishes to the free throw line. Frog, nowhere to go, gives it back to Navis. Mauston setting it up top of the circle. Right side, Cantrell Collins. Cray into the ball game. Left side, it's Navis. Navis to the baseline. Pull up, 18-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound, Shep bats it to himself. Takes it across half court. Hornets running, ball back to Schwitzenberg. Kaizen drives. Now Navis picks his pocket, and Mauston is flying the other way. Three on three. Oh, nifty move. Navis right side, knocked out by the Hornets and out of bounds. Well played defensively. Hornets matching their biggest lead, leading 42-21. 10:15 to go in the ball game tonight in Mauston. Pass comes in play. Frog with a basketball knock loose. Hornets get it. Wes Bosworth has been a real force on the inside. And he'll walk it across the timeline. Bosworth backing off with the ball in the dribble. Creighton Shep setting the screen. Bosworth left side to fingership. Back to Trayton. Schwitzenberg lobs low for Bosworth. He can't get it. Tipped it back to Kaizen. And Schwitzenberg left side. Now baseline, Trayton Shep. Trayton Shep back to Bosworth. Bosworth just up from the baseline. Now drives low, gives it back to Trayton Shep. Good movement of the ball. Jaden catches right side. Free throw line right, moves. Now backs in Schwitzenberg. Fingerson, Trayton Shep. And Mauston right on it. Jaden catches it on the right wing, drives. Fingerson, top of the key, three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by William Miller and Mauston. Up to Navis. Jace, behind the back dribble, makes the move. Shot on the way, no good. Schwitzenberg rips the rebound away. It's taken back the other way by the Hornets. Back to Jaden Shep. Shep to Wes Bosworth. Hornets work it. Trayton Shep right wing. Trayton dribbles. Back to Schwitzenberg. Half of a half to go. 9 minutes. Ball back to Jaden. Jaden, 18-foot two-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound comes all the way to the corner. Terrell Frog back to Navis. Hornets staying 21 points ahead. Mauston, deep baseline. Nothing. Kicking it out now to Frog. Three-pointer around the way. No good. Schwitzenberg fighting for the rebound. Taken away by Kaminsky. Back to the corner. Frog for three and got it. That's his second. 42-24 in favor of the Richland Center Hornets. Jaden Shep in the backcourt. Back to Wes Bosworth. And now near side, Trayton Shep, but away from the ball. A whistle and a foul is called. Some contact between a couple of players posting up. This foul is going on Wes Bosworth, which will be his second. 8:21 to go in the ball game. 42, Richland Center, 24, Mauston. No one in real foul trouble. Neither team got into the bonus throws in that first half, which cruised along. Collins Cray with a basketball for Mauston. Left side, Navis. Navis throws to the lane. Turning in is Wolf. Nothing. Back to Navis. Navis drives through, kicks to the corner. Collins Cray. Now right side. Catches it, gives it back to Navis. Mauston working perimeter. Hornets hang into the zone. And a foul called on Richland Center. The entry pass to Isaac Steinke. And the Hornets commit their fourth foul. This is on Schwitzenberg, which will be his second. Quick inbound for Mauston. Shot is no good. Nace with the rebound. Puts it back up and got it. Navis with 12 points. Mauston starting a comeback, 42-26. Jaden Shep all the way down to Schwitzenberg. He'll score over an attempted block by Navis. Tyson Schlitzenberg with his first basket. Good place to get it. 44-26. Hornets maybe turned a little of the momentum. Ball goes to the right side. Now Boston setting up shop, looking. Nothing there as they bring it to the baseline. Collins Cray with the ball near side. Looking. Fires to the high post. Now Boston kicks it out. Three on the way. That one looked good. No good. Put back by Navis. Good. He's flying through the air with the greatest of ease and puts it back in to make it 44-28, Richland Center at the seven-minute mark. Jaden Shep pushes it. Schlitzenberg back to Fingerson. Liam at the free throw line back to Trayton Shep. Shep, Fingerson, and there's Jaden Shep. Three on the way, short. Rebound Boston, and a foul called on the rebound attempt. So that's going to go against Boston. Foul is called at number two, Joanne Wolf. Brady Dosh returns for Richland Center. That'll give Jaden Shep a breather, much deserved. Trayton Shep will put it in play. Baseballs it into Wes Bosworth at the free throw line. Wes moving, nothing, 6:40 to go. Gives it back to Dosh. Brady at the point now. Hornets trying to protect the ball. Brady moves it to the left side. Lost the handle and lost it out of bounds. Unforced turnover. That'll put it back in the hands of Boston. And the Hornets trying hard to finish this one strong tonight. A once 21-point lead. And Boston has the ball back with a little momentum. 6:30 to play. Navis drives to the baseline. Plows through. Dips it to Comiskey. Knocked away by the Hornets. And Dosh picks it up. Brady Dosh comes out of there with the basketball. 6:20 to go. Wes Bosworth near side. Hornets in the press break. We'll take it across the timeline. And Bosworth at the point. Over to Trayton Shep. Shep with the basketball. Moves from the right side behind the back dribble. Gives it back to Dosh. Dosh left side down to the corner. Schlitzenberg drops it low. There's Bosworth. Goes up. Scores and a plus one. Wes went over the top of the player that had fallen down who tripped him up. Hit the floor, popped right back up and celebrated. Wes Bosworth with 6 points. And the foul is called on Boston's Johann Wolf. That's his second. Aquinas leading Prairie du Chien 71-10 in that ball game tonight. Free throw by Bosworth is good. Wes Bosworth makes it a 47-28 play. And Boston with a basketball under 6 minutes to play. Collins Cray with the basketball. Boston, right side, and Navis. Jace goes inside, knocked down by the Hornets. And now he'll pick it up top of the key. Leaves it off right side for Wolf. High post, moving in, Steinke. Nothing, Wolf. Back to the left side, and Navis. Hornets, again, putting some particularly good defense on tonight. Navis drives, dishes to the far side. There's a move low. They'll get it back to Navis. Shot blocked by Schlitzenberg, but they're going to call a foul. So the foul goes on Kaizen Schlitzenberg, which will be his third. Filney flip phone scoreboard. Seneca 49-25 over Brookwood in the second half. Potosi leads Platteville 46-39. Westby 57-37 over Fenimore. Here's a free throw on the way. No good by Navis. Ithaca girls have defeated North Crawford tonight, 45-30. Second throw now for freshman Jace Navis. We've seen a lot of talented freshman boys and girls so far this year. This one is on the way and no good. Rebound by Schlitzenberg. Hornets by 19er. And Garrison Weiss, oh, has his pocket picked. And Boston goes in for a mini dunk by Comiskey. 47-30. Full court press by Boston. Hornet lead now 17 as Trayton Shep brings it across half court with 5 minutes to go. Top of the circle, Trayton back to Dosh, and Brian Poles wants to time out. 4:57 to go, Richland Center 47, Boston 30 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
47:30, Richland Center in the lead here in Mauston. Filney with you, and the vibe is taking me to North tonight, and we are ready with a Hornet inbound after a timeout. Richland Center has played maybe its most complete game so far, but they got to complete it. 5 more minutes to go. Brady Dosh, Garrison Weiss. Now it goes to Trayton Shep on the right side. Mauston with a man-to-man. Dosh deep, and now back to Bosworth. Top of the key. Lobs it over for Jaden Shep. Now Brady Dosh on the right side. Wanted to take him some time off. Errant pass into Bosworth, and it's going to be picked off by Mauston. They'll take it the other way. Frog with the ball on the right side. Gives to Wolf. Now Jace meets it and then turns around. Davis's shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Mauston. They'll whip it back to Navis. Jace moves, fires it back high post. Frog on the left wing. Throws it back door wide open. Mauston scores. 19. And Mauston is within 15. 47-32, Richland Center. Just over 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Hornets bring it across the timeline. Bosworth off his screen. Give and go. Brady Dosh, top of the circle. He'll take it back. There's a screaming pass down to Weiss, back to Trayton Shep. Bosworth drops it in to Wes Bosworth. He draws a crowd, 3 on him, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Mauston. So the Hornets will run the number 3 play, and Liam Fingerson checks in for Garrison Weiss. 3:44 to go. Hornets leading by 15. Jaden Shep on the baseline, lobs it in. Brady Dosh catches, top of the circle. Right side, we've got a whistle, and it looks like a player went down hard with a bit of a cramp, maybe. They're going to give player the chance to get up and stretch out, and I think they call a foul on that, too. They're going to call Wes Bosworth for his third foul. Hornets drop back into a 2-3 zone. Mauston brings it. Hornets with 6 fouls. Mauston with 3. And the Mauston, errant pass. They're going to save it back to the Hornets. Nice steal by Fingerson. Fingerson moves down the lane, knocked away. Foul called on a blocking attempt by Mauston. That'll be their 4th foul. They'll get Terrell Frog on the foul. GET leads Viroqua 33-26. That boys' game is in the second half. Seneca up on Brookwood 49-25 as well. That boys' game is in the second half. Hornets leading 47-32, 3:26 to play. Whistle sounds, and there's a screen, and the Hornets, kind of an illegal pick there. They're going to be fouling. That one is on Trayton Shep. That's his 2nd, and that is the 7th foul on Richland Center. It's not a shooting situation as Richland Center was on offense. Ball comes in, and it's going to be taken now, top of the circle by Frog. Right side, Hornets up by 15, pass to Navis. He'll lob it back to the near side. Frog for a 3, it's on the rim, no good. Rebound Navis, loose on the floor, taken by Bosworth. West with a blue collar takeaway. Brings it up now near side, Jaden Shep across half court. Now down to 3 minutes to play. Jaden back to Bosworth. Fingerson on the right side, bounce feed low. There's a whistle and a foul on the floor. They were running a play, a little give-and-go inside to Brady Dosh. And the foul is marked on Mauston. This will be on Wolf, and it is his 3rd. Creighton Shep checks out. Fingerson and Weiss on the post. Ball comes in now to Bosworth, top of the circle. Just under 3 minutes to go. Hornets 47, Boston 32. Pass comes back, half-court line, and Dosh looks it over. Now moves right side, down deep, tough shot, no good. Rebound Frog, and Boston will scamper the other way. Navis drives and scores. The freshman, Jace Navis, with 16, and Boston takes a timeout. They're within 13 now, 47 to 34. We have 2:38 remaining. High school boys basketball here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24-7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
47-34, Richland Center leading, and Boston has gone on a little bit of a roll now. They scored six in a row. Mass comes up to Fingerson. He'll drive down deep. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Boston. 2:29 to go. Up ahead to Navis. Jace behind the back dribble, drives to the baseline, got around the defender, dumps into the corner. Oh, Brady Dosh picks his pocket, takes his lunch buddy, and brings it back the other way across the half-court line to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth on the far side, drives around the defender, nothing to do, and gets it off now to Garrison Weiss. Dosh back with 2 minutes to go. Fingerson, top of the circle. Little light of day, drives down deep, couldn't get the shot off, and called for traveling. And it'll go back into the hands of Boston with a minute 59. Hornets just trying to finish this one out. When you've got a lead and you're trying to finish it off, it's like, isn't that clock running? But of course it is. Right now, Boston putting the pressure on Navis. Free throw line, dumps to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound tipped away. Picked up by Jaden Sheff with a minute 44 to go. Jaden takes it across the half-court line. Spin move. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to Fingerson. Liam now fires to Brady Dosh. Dosh with the basketball. Back to Sheff. A minute 30 remaining. Off a screen from Weiss. Down to the corner, caught by Garrison inside. Now back to Fingerson in the lane. Lost the handle. It squirts out to Brady Dosh. Back to Bosworth. Not the prettiest play, but the Hornets keeping it. Now a pass back door. Fingerson scores on the assist from Weiss. And Fingerson is fouled on the play. So a plus one coming up. Count the bucket. And Liam goes to the line. He has 12 points tonight. Pretty solid effort. Puts the Hornets up by 15, 49-34. Foul is on Jace Navis. He has three. Al Fingerson trying to complete the three-point play and get the Hornets to the half-century mark, and he does. Fingerson nails it. It makes it 50-34. Richland Center, a minute 10. Pass goes to Navis. Bounce feed down to the baseline. Cross court, left side. Now three-try Boston. Wolf on the rim with that one. No good. Good position, Weiss, and Bosworth with the rebound. Under a minute to go. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt, drives to the far side. It's knocked away. Wes picks it up, throws to Fingerson, and a timeout by Brian Poles. 49 seconds remaining. Hornets 50, Boston 34 on WRCO Sports.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back to Mauston High School. Getting down to the end of this one. 49 seconds to play in the contest. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show and a look at the area scores on the old flip phone this evening. And Mauston looking to defend the inbound. It's Wes Bosworth. Throws it into Wes Bosworth, into Brady Dosh. And Dosh right side with the ball. Up to meet it is Fingerson. Liam drives. Fires over to Bosworth. Bosworth gives it back top of the circle to Weiss. Now Dosh again got around his defender. Drives all the way through. Won't shoot a layup. Brings it all the way out to the top of the key. The Hornets just taking some time off. Leading by 16 with 25 seconds. Now Fingerson on the right side. Liam looks, puts it on the floor, gets down deep. Tough move, shot won't go. They're going to call him for traveling. Ball goes back to Mauston with 19 seconds remaining in the game. Pass comes in. Mauston pushing it up the sideline. It is Way. Braden Way with it. Gives it back now to Carter Field. It's off to Collins Cray. 8 seconds. Collins Cray, right side, throws it through the hands of Mauston's wide receiver, Braden Way, and out of bounds. It goes back to the Hornets. And now all in the final. It's going to bring it in to Dosh, and that will do it. This one belongs to Richland Center tonight, 50-34, as they improve to 3-3 on the young season. Mauston falls to 1-5. 50-34 Hornets. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. I'm going with Wes Bosworth's three-point play with 2:38 to go. Mauston had been putting the pressure on Richland Center, and which once was a 21-point lead, was down to 13, and Bosworth hit a basket, was fouled, and made the free throw, and that is our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. The rewards going to Duncan tonight. And we invite you to go to Richland Center and check out things at Duncan and find your rewards there. And we'll be looking at turning points each and every game here. We broadcast during the winter sports season of 2024-25. We'll be back with more. Look at some of the scoring tonight in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Welcome back to Mauston as our Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues. Let's look at some of the individual scoring. Richland Center improving to 3-3 with a victory. They led 27-17 at halftime, and they win it 50-34 tonight. And a good balanced attack, 13 from Liam Fingerson, 11 by Garrison Weiss, and three players with 7 points, Jaden Shep, Brady Dosh, and Wes Bosworth, 3 for Cutler Palmer, and 2 by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. On the Mauston side, 16 for Jace Navis. Also from there, 6 points for Terrell Frog, 5 by Cody Comiskey, 4 by Isaac Steinke, and William Miller with 3. Mauston makes 4 3-pointers, and they're 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Not a lot of free throw shot tonight. Richland Center makes 2 threes. They were both in the first half. Dosh and Palmer each had 1, and Richland Center goes 4 for 6 from the line. Mauston won the JV game tonight, 49-43, and the Hornets get the varsity win, 50-34. Now, the Y-Connect Wireless Mobile Filney Flip Phone Scoreboard. La Crosse Aquinas has defeated Prairie du Chien. This is the right score, 77-10, Aquinas over Prairie du Chien. Westby, 67, Fenimore, 56. That's a final. Cambridge leading River Valley, 72-42 in the second half. Also, Cuba City 51-20, leading Riverdale at last word in girls basketball. Boys basketball, Sauk Prairie 63, Dodgeville 52. Let's see, any other scores? I think we had some ones that were finals earlier. Ithaca girls winning 45-30 over North Crawford tonight as well. New games started just a little earlier than this one tonight. Parents' night at Mauston, and the Hornets come through with the victory and a good road crowd on hand as well for the Hornet boys tonight. Well, next up, the Hornets are going to take a little time to get a little rest, maybe some good practice time in, and they'll be traveling to Brian Folse alma mater during the winter break. Durant, Arkansas, their next opponent, 2:15 on Friday, December 27th at Winona State University, and they'll play Lewiston Altura on Saturday morning at 8:15, also at Winona State. Their next action, they'll return to play home on January 2nd against River Valley in the conference reopener. For Mauston, they have one more game before the holiday break. That comes up on Friday night. They'll be hosting Wisconsin Dells right here. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed. This is Phil Lee signing off from Mauston High School. Once again, Richland Center wins it 50-34. Behind 13 from Liam Fingerson and 11 from Garrison Weiss. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
It's the 12 Days of Tool Sale at All American Do It Center. Right now, save 12% off in-stock Milwaukee and DeWalt items. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. In-store purchases only. From power tools to accessories, save 12% off DeWalt and Milwaukee products during the 12 Days of Tools. Now through December 23rd at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
All my friends are asking me where I plan to spend the holidays. People seem to celebrate the season in so many different ways. Some go where the weather's freezing cold, while others like it warm. I don't care about the weather, just whether I spend Christmas in your arms. We could drive up to the mountains, build a fire and watch it snow. We could sail down to the islands where the gentle breezes blow. I'd be happy in a city, I'd be happy on the farm. I don't care where I spend Christmas, as long as I spend Christmas in your arms. Only last December, I had no Christmas spirit in my heart. My world lay cold and shattered in the ashes of a dream that fell apart. But now you're here beside me, no greater gift is wrapped beneath my tree. And the arms you wrap around me, and the precious gift of love you give to me. We could drive up to the mountain, build a fire and watch it snow. We could sail down to the islands where the gentle breezes blow. I'd be happy in the city, I'd be happy on the farm. I don't care where I spend Christmas, as long as I spend Christmas in your home. Spend Christmas in your arms.
the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to
it up, please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. All that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
disagree. And knocked around, but you ain't gonna keep a good man down. You can run like hell from your mistakes, but you can't hide from your truth. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. Money too. Trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. If you're holding, take those shots and keep reloading if you can't be nice. Don't say nothing at all. So help somebody, mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. Trying to fix the same broke hearts, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, we're all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi everyone, I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon Fun Game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Hey, Henry, make me some coffee.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I'm looking forward to Saturday nights. Those were the days. We'll be having our Seligal Dancer Christmas party, exchanging gifts. Henry, now, don't get into that gift.
Is it my turn?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Pickles, pig feet, and pickled chitlins. Oh, my goodness, I'm so happy.
Well, you ruined the surprise for Saturday night. On Those Were the Days, between 6 and midnight, we'll have some great rock and roll tunes. We'll be opening the phone line for you to weigh in and help us program the program. And we'll also be spinning a few holiday classics from the Those Were the Days era. Saturday night's wide open. We hope you'll give us a call and have a little fun with us. Those Were the Days, WRCO, is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon.
Vitesnik Power Sports, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales.
100.9 WRCO.
Thank you.
shy. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
All she got me thinking is, oh my, my, my. Asked my name, where you from? Lost my game, I'm as heaven. Take a drink, try again. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. It's so nice to meet your lips. Got me feeling like, ooh, 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 ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like, ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, I know why I'm lying less, but when she kissed me like this, she knew exactly what to say. Hypnotized, kiss like reposado keeps me high, high, high. Reputation of the heartbreak kind. Ella tan bonita, I don't mind, mind. Stole my heart, beg for more. In the dark, tequila pouring. Take a drink, touch your skin. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. It's so nice to meet your lips. Got me feeling like. She kissed me like this, she knew exactly what to say.
Silver dollar hanging out by Silverado down the road I'd love to ride. Wish I would've known it by now.
crank the boat. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your mammy starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I